This is the Best of North Sound 1 podcast.
Hey guys, thanks for checking out the Best of North Sound 1 podcast online at northsound1.com/listen again. This is Grant Thompson here with the Best of North Sound 1 over the last 7 days. Coming up, you can hear the new smartphone app that answers your questions. Oh yeah, the alternative to Christmas dinner, we look at Robin Galloway's crank calls from his new Sunday show, Galloway Sunday. This week, it's Linda, who thinks she's got more than she paid for, but in actual fact, she hasn't. That's coming up. And Joe McKeldry was on with Andy and Craig on the big drive home. It's all to come on North Sound 1's Best Of podcast. Let's kick off with the guys and a new app for your smartphone that answers any question. Does it answer it correctly, though? Here's what happens.
And everybody's talking about the new smartphone that you can ask questions and it answers them.
Yeah.
I didn't quite rush to that because I don't have that kind of money, but I have something very similar.
All right, okay.
And basically you just ask it a question and, well, it gives you the answer. It's quite simple.
Very clever, aren't they?
It's amazing. Hmm. Mine's slightly cheaper. The one that everybody's got is the Cirrus. This is the not-so-Cirrus.
Uh-huh.
So I'm going to ask you a question. Who's the most attractive, Craig or Andy?
Point the camera at Craig.
Right.
Point the camera at Craig.
Cheese.
There you go.
Point the camera at Andy.
Point the camera at me. There we go.
Sorry, you are both well ugly.
Oh, that's very nice. Huh. Apparently we're both ugly. Okay, ask it though. This is a good one. This is one that everybody's been asking. The other proper serious thing. Not so serious. What is the meaning of life? It's taking its time with this one.
The meaning of life is 96.9.
There you go.
Got that right.
There you go.
I wonder what would happen if I asked that app if I was attractive. What does that silence mean? I don't know. This is the Best of North Sound 1 podcast online at northsound1.com/listen again. You having turkey for Christmas dinner this year? According to Andy and Craig on the big drive home, turkeys could be in short supply. They may have to come up with an alternative.
Turkeys might be in short supply over Christmas, so we've asked you some alternatives for the roast for Christmas dinner.
You could have goose or gammon, lamb on Christmas Day from Claire, duck, chicken. Somebody clearly works for Sainsbury's.
Duck chicken.
It's a mutant.
It's a difficult breeding.
Sainsbury's apparently. Why am I reading this about? Lobster claws is the point of that text.
Lobster would be interesting. I think the kids would freak out if Daddy came out with a lobster and started carving it on Christmas
Day. It's not
Dad,
nice.
What are you doing with that? Put it back in the tank.
Somebody else saying pheasant, duck, and goose. All it costs is buckshot, about £3 in total. Not paid for any Christmas dinner since 1989, says Shane.
Oh, that's great. Well done, Shane. Here we go, kids. Roadkill for Christmas Day. Times are hard.
Best bit of the radio from Andy and Craig on the big drive home weekdays from 3 here on North Sound 1. Still to come, you can hear what happened when we gave away an iPad during the week. And right now, though, it's the highlight of the weekend for many. It's Robin Galloway's crank call. And this week, Linda had a call from QVC to tell her that actually the free gift she thought was three wasn't exactly free of charge. Here's what happened.
Hello.
Hi, Linda. Hi. Sorry to disturb you at work. It's Vinny at QVC.
Oh, hiya.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine.
Just a couple of things. Just wanted to check how you were getting on with your Yankee candles, for one.
Yeah, it's all right.
A slightly delicate matter, a bit of an oversight on our part. In the packaging, we'd mistakenly put in a cut glass bowl.
A bowl?
Yes.
A plain glass one?
Yeah, it was in with the packaging.
Uh-huh.
It shouldn't have been. It was an oversight on our part.
But when I phoned up, that's what you were getting? That was the package you were getting?
No, my love, no. It's £27 for the Yankee candles. And the cut glass bowl itself...
It's not a cut glass bowl. It's just a plain glass bowl. Not cut glass.
It's described as cut glass. And it was described as cut glass.
The three lots of candles and the two wee jars, it was £36 something.
No, it was only over £27 for the Yankee candles. And the bowl itself is retailing at £120.
Listen, it's a plain, thin glass bowl.
Cut glass
no,
one?
No, you buy it at a shop for £1.
Edinburgh Crystal cut glass?
No.
Because you've opened the packaging, unfortunately, we now have to...
No, I don't have a cut glass bowl. I've got witnesses. I actually opened it in my work.
But, Linda, you've just told me just now that you received the bowl.
I received a plain, glass, thin bowl. I can show you a picture of it. It's a tiny wee thin bowl. It would cost you about £2.99 at a pound shop.
Well, you said £1 a minute ago. It's going up.
Right, listen. Can I have your name?
Well, yes, Vinny is my name.
Right, I'm going to take this further. This is ridiculous.
Well, of course you're going to take it further because we're going to have to start taking payments from
you.
No,
I'm sorry. They're telling me they sent me a cut glass bowl over £100.
£125.99
for that bowl? Who are they kidding? Right, I need to send a picture of the bowl I got from you. Right, this is absolutely ridiculous.
Well, I mean, you must have known when the package came that it was going to be...
Listen, hold on. Did anybody in here think that bowl was worth £125? That glass bowl I got with the Yankee candles?
No way.
Obviously, you've...
Right, no, obviously. And I take offence that you're calling me a liar. I am absolutely livid about this. It is a stupid wee bowl you sent me.
Stupid?
What? It's a stupid wee bowl. It's £125. Right, I'll send the bowl back to you.
Well, you can't because you've opened the packaging.
No. You're knocking down this road. Right, I need to speak to someone. I need to speak to a lawyer.
Well, obviously, you've primed the colleagues at work to say that it was...
I've not primed the colleagues at work to say this. You've just come on the phone to me and you have really upset me. Listen, I'll send you a picture of the bowl you gave me. It's lying in the middle of my table. It's a stupid wee glass bowl that's thin glass. What? It's not an Edmund. You have got me mixed up with someone else, I can assure you.
No.
Listen, I'll send it all back because I've still got the box.
Well, you can't because you've opened it.
No. Trading standards, what you sent me is what I ordered. You are wrong. You did not send me a bowl at £125.
Right, you got the Yankee candles, yeah?
And I got the candles and they were in the bowl and they were all packaged with the bowl and the bowl is normal. It's thin glass.
You've become something of a glazing expert all of a sudden.
He says I'm now a glazing expert. He says it's Edinburgh Crystal and it's worth £120-odd. Right, that's fine.
Well, sorry,
you give me a number to contact you. I'm getting in touch with Trading Standards.
So who are you talking to?
My girls at work, because I am absolutely appalled at what you're doing. Right, what's your number and I'll phone you back?
Well, Linda, if I told you that it was Robin Galloway, would that make a difference?
You're not Robin Galloway.
I got an email from Heather and Leslie.
I'm going to absolutely... Honestly.
Hi, Linda.
Hiya. Oh, I can't believe it.
That was a beautiful cut glass bowl. It was double glazed.
Oh, for sake. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, I'm going to absolutely kill these people. This isn't going to go on the radio. Is it?
It has to. It's the law.
Oh, no. I used to like you when you were on the radio as well. Oh, I'm shaking.
My favourite bit is when Linda says, you know what, you could have got it from the pound shop. It's only £2.99. Surely it would be a pound from the pound shop, Linda. The best of North Sound 1 podcast with Robin Galloway's Crank Call. And here's what happened when Joe McKeldry was in speaking to Andy and Craig on the big drive home.
In case you didn't know already, we did mention it, but troubles getting from the airport and things. But Joe McKeldry did make it. Thank you very much.
Hello.
Great to have you on the show.
It's a pleasure to be here.
We did speak many, many moons ago, briefly. It was just after X Factor, actually. It was 2009. And it was all crazy for you then. I suppose things have settled down just a little bit.
You would think that, wouldn't you? But not really.
No. Okay. All right.
Is still just as hectic and stressful. But it's. I think I've learned how to kind of enjoy it a bit more now. And just kind of, you know, at first I was a bit like a rabbit in the headlights and just like, what is going on with my life? But now I've grasped it all and I kind of can separate it in compartments and things.
Good. And you're on tour at the moment. Cardiff on Monday.
Yes.
We have to be careful what we say. There's a man from Cardiff in the room. Okay. Don't look at me. I'm not from Cardiff.
Is that the man with the leak?
Yeah, that's the man with the leak.
And
Cardiff's lovely. They were a great crowd.
Yeah. Wait till tonight. Playing the music hall this evening. Wait till you get an Aberdeen crowd in front of you. That's all I'm saying.
Scotland is always amazing for crowds. I remember we did. I've done a few things here since the X Factor tour. Yeah. But when we did the X Factor tour in the SECC?
Yes.
The
AECC.
Yeah. We did five shows. Like
that's
off
right.
Trot,
yeah, you would have done, wouldn't you?
And it was just mental. Yeah. It was absolutely crazy.
Yeah.
And like around the bus, around the back and everything, it was just ridiculous. Amazing though, there were great crowds.
Did you have to share a bus with Jedward then?
We did.
Oh no!
Are you going to tell them that these guys are fairly normal?
They're not normal.
No,
but they're quite fun to spend time with. What you find
diplomatic?
No. What you find with them is that they kind of burn all the energy in radio stations, in on stage, backstage and everything. Then when you get on the bus or to the hotel, they'll just crash out like babies.
Thank the Lord.
And they're just asleep for like 4 or 5 hours and then it's back again for like 3 hours full on. But they're lovely boys. They're just so hyperactive and they're just so excited about everything that happens.
They're genuinely like that all the time. That's
yeah,
that's
pretty
concerning
much.
Me. Pretty
they
much. Worry me all the time. It's like, please stop it.
Don't concern yourself.
I know.
And now, obviously, we've got to talk a little bit about X Factor. I'm going to get back to the tour and what you're doing in Aberdeen, etc. This year's X Factor, what do you think yourself? It's been so controversial this year. What do
you
think?
I haven't, to be honest, I've been on stage most nights that it's been on recently, so I haven't seen it, but I've caught clippings and I've seen press and things, and I just wish they would kind of make it about the music again.
Yeah.
You know, when we were on it was all about your performances and it was all about, you know, the judges had a little bigger, but that was it. And now it just seems that people are more interested in what Gary and Talisa are rowing about than how good Misha performed or whoever. And it must be annoying for the contestants because they're literally standing on stage for like 20 minutes waiting for just the comments. And they're like, can I go now? It's just...
That must be a horrible feeling on that stage. Do you remember that well?
What are they going to say? Yeah. Looking into their eyes.
Yeah, and the thing as well is, you know, week by week you can start to kind of grasp the criticism and you're just like, okay, that's just what happens. But you're more just trying to like be diplomatic about it and be like, okay, thank you. But you're really like, oh no, I've worked so hard this week.
Nightmare.
Yeah.
Who do you think is most talented this year then, in your opinion, musically?
Musically, I would say... I think Misha B has the most kind of creative... She seems to know her style and what she's doing. But I also think Little Mix are just getting on with it. They're not, you know, they're not blabbing about. They're not getting plastered all over the press. And that is always the contestant that you have to look for. The one that nobody's quite talking about until near the end. Because that's when... I think when the expectation gets set too high... like too early on in the show, that's when it becomes too problematic because then the criticism starts and the negativity starts and they're just getting on with it. And one of my friends is in that group as well, so I'm supporting them.
Oh, right. They're real reasons.
I'm way down the bookies after this going, right, talk to it. Little Mix.
Is Cheryl still in touch? Do you get in touch
with her? Yeah, we still speak a lot.
Hand us over a mobile number. I'll give her a call just now just to see if that's true.
We do. We text each other and I was talking the other day and we chat on a lot. It's hard to catch up, though, because we're both really busy and always in different places. But we do always text each other.
So the gig tonight at the Music Hall, looking forward to it. What can people expect?
I am. I'm looking forward to it. I had a day off last night, so I'm kind of raring to get back on stage. And it's just kind of like a musical journey. I hate that we use that word, but it's a musical journey of what's happened in X Factor through to the first album, the favourites from X Factor to the classic album, and just a few little surprises in there that people might not have heard as well. So it's a really exciting show. It's got lots of different things in it.
Look what the music fairy delivered just now. I've got the album that's coming out. When's the album due out, actually? The
album is out Christmas. 28th of November.
I think that's a week on Monday, is it?
Classic Christmas, as it pretty much says on the label.
Does what it says on the tin.
Exactly. some tunes in a classical style about Christmas. And the single as well, Last Christmas, with a picture of you on the front.
With snow. It's not dandruff, it's snow.
I was going to say, head and shoulders, boy. Look at that. Okay, this is a really bad radio joke, but we laughed, and that's the main thing. So yeah, that must have been fun to put together. Christmas songs.
Well, I kind of wanted to do another album before Christmas, but I just didn't really... it was a time thing of thinking, okay, what am I going to do? What kind of concept would I do? And me and the label came up with the idea. It was kind of a perfect thing. You know, I love Christmas. I absolutely love Christmas songs. So to be able to have an album full of them, and I recorded it in October, you know, when we had that heat wave, and it was absolutely...
You might have had the heat wave.
Exactly. Did you not have it?
No,
well,
no.
In London, it was absolutely warmer, boiling. Yeah. And I was kind of going into the studio and singing about snow and everything and then walking outside with a T-shirt cool. on it. It was very confusing.
Should have recorded it up here, being perfect. Okay, right, I know you're pretty much pushed for time because you've got to go and do a sound check. Is there anything we can help you with? You know, you're going to be stood in front of an audience in the Northeast. Is there anything you want that you could throw back to them? They're going to know, he's done a bit of research.
Yeah, what are they like? What are they like? What's a good thing to see up here?
They love food. So, you know, if you could say...
if anybody... I mention Ain Brew, is that a good...
Yeah. You need to. That's kind of a Scottish thing. You need to bring it right down. Rowies.
Murray Cup, that's a local delicacy as well.
Yeah. Do you not have, like, a saying that everybody says in Aberdeen that I could see?
Like...
What?
Fit like.
What does that mean?
We'll write that down.
How are you doing?
In fact, that's what you should do.
So it could just be like Aberdeen up. Fit like.
Yeah. that oval just go mad.
Really?
Oh,
okay.
They might even storm the stage. I'll phone up security, actually, and make sure that that's the case.
Oh, well, I might see that, then.
Yeah, and when you finish, what to do is to nip over and have a pint in the grill.
Yeah.
Take lots of security.
That's in your rider. Yeah, you can go over there.
Pint
yeah.
the grill. I think no, there's already one in my dressing room. I've already okay. ordered it.
Right, listen, always a pleasure to talk to you. All Thank the best you. For the album and the single, and have a great gig tonight, okay?
I will do. Thank you very, Thank much. Very much. Thanks for having
Thank
us.
You. Okay,
listen again to what you've missed and access exclusive online-only content at northsound1.com/listenagain.